Catherine Vogel is an assistant attorney general with the Alaska Department of Law, and she argued on behalf of the state. Participating by phone from Juneau, she argued that the state clearly would be irreparably harmed if a stay is denied, the borough would not suffer if a stay was approved, and that the state believes it has a good chance of succeeding in its appeal to the Alaska Supreme Court. Those are the three legal elements needed for a stay to be approved. In his January decision, Carey ruled that municipalities should not be required to pay for public education because the required local contribution is essentially a tax earmarked for a special purpose. Carey said that is a violation of the state constitution. Soon after his ruling, the state filed an appeal with the Supreme Court and asked for a stay pending the High Court's decision in the case. Vogel says the stay is extremely important because the legislature needs to know now what to do about funding public education for the entire state.
This invalidation occurs without either sufficient time or sufficient information. We're 30 days into a 90-day session. The governor's budget and the governor's revised budget did not provide for any other source of funding to help fill the gap that requires local contributions currently fill.
The state funds the largest portion of the annual bill for public schools, but historically, boroughs and first-class cities have been required to pay the equivalent of a 2.65 mil property tax. That's what Carey ruled is unconstitutional, but the state wants the requirement to remain in place until the Supreme Court finally decides the matter. Vogel says the borough wouldn't necessarily be even a dollar worse off than it is now if the stay were approved. That's because it's unknown how the state would respond to the aforementioned funding gap.
And we don't know if there was some other solution for raising revenue, how much it would cost the people of Ketchikan and the borough.
Vogel concluded with the argument that the state has a likelihood of success with the Supreme Court.
It's a road that they're not going to want to go down. In terms of invalidating local funding of public schools.
Well, maybe they might want, maybe it's not a road I may have wanted to go down, but I had to look at the legal issue, and that was my determination.
That was Judge Carey interrupting Vogel. She responded that the Supreme Court is in a different position and might not feel as bound to its own prior case law as the lower court. The borough's attorney, Lou Ann Cutler, had a different take on pretty much everything Vogel argued. Cutler says there is no irreparable harm to the state because the legislature is free to provide as much or as little for public education as it wants.
The legislature legislates. The court makes legal decisions. And you've already made a difficult one, and you've got to make another difficult one after you hear our arguments. But defendants have not met their burden to establish that a stay is necessary just because there's a lot of money at stake.
Cutler pointed out that nobody from the legislature has intervened or submitted an affidavit on the state's behalf in this case, nor have any school districts or members of the public. She says that all of the state's claims of harm are possible scenarios, not proven facts.
This is nothing more than Chicken Little tactics, and it's based solely on rank speculation about non-parties to this litigation.
Cutler says the borough would be harmed by a stay, though, because there is no realistic way to recoup the required local contribution once it's been paid. Cutler also argued that the state is not likely to win a case on appeal unless the Supreme Court decides to overturn prior related decisions that a dedicated tax is illegal. The state also has argued that the Constitution allows for state-local cooperative programs, but Cutler says this is not really a cooperative program.
How hard is it going to be to convince the Supreme Court that this is a voluntary state-local cooperative effort when it is a required local contribution that if it isn't made, school districts get penalized?
During her arguments, Vogel cited some case law that had not been brought up before. Judge Carey says he'll need some time to review it, and Cutler will need time to respond. Carey says he understands that the state is anxious to get a decision, and he'll work on the case over the weekend. As for a ruling on the stay?
I want to get the decision done on this, obviously, as soon as possible. I'll shoot for Monday, is all I can say.
State attorneys also have filed a motion for a stay with the Alaska Supreme Court, but the High Court announced that it would wait and see what Carey decides before making its own ruling on the motion. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.